Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. It was just a few days ago that we were celebrating that other Annunciation, the visit of the angel to Joseph. And isn't it amazing to think of these two young people who, saying yes to the angel's proposal, opened the door to salvation for all of us? And isn't it amazing, too, that Mary, before she said yes, almost challenged the angel, saying, "How can this be?" That's not a request for information. There's almost a suggestion of the tone that we take when we say, "Oh, come off it, you must be joking." But when she gets the answer from the angel, she expresses total acceptance. You know, I think I may have told you this before. I grew up in the Presbyterian Church of Scotland, and I don't honestly always find it easy to share Catholic devotion to Mary. But I love Fra Angelico's paintings, especially of the Annunciation, which he painted again and again. And almost always he shows the angel facing Mary, who's sitting calmly on the right, and the angel always has the most gorgeous wings, painted in great detail, often almost like a butterfly's wings, full of color. And often, again, the Holy Spirit is floating, almost skating down to Mary on a ray of light in the form of a dove. And there she sits, seemingly quite unperturbed by this unexpected visitor and his astounding message. And maybe this is the fundamental lesson that we can learn from Mary. As at the wedding at Cana, she accepts. We need to learn to accept whatever is asked of us, not to resist, not to panic, not to be afraid of the unexpected, of the unanticipated, of the utterly astonishing demands that God may make of us. The great exemplary figures in the Gospel all fall short at times. Peter does it. He denies it. He even knows Jesus. James and John ask for special privileges in heaven. The only exceptions are that extraordinary couple who never sought the limelight and who never rebelled against their destiny, Mary and Joseph. And the triumph of Mary at the moment of the Annunciation is that she puts God's will at the center, not herself, not her own convenience, not anything except her role as servant of the Lord. This year, we celebrate that ready response right bang in the middle of Lent. It's a bit like the ray of light in Fra Angelico's paintings. It brightens the season of penitence. And like Mary's pregnancy, Lent is a time of preparation for the coming of Christ. With Mary, he comes as a human baby. With us all, he comes in the risen Lord. So let's learn to say yes, to echo Mary in saying yes. Let it be with us, Lord, according to your word.